Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcast. This is Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. This will be the eighth in a series of podcast interviews focusing on vending technology. Many technology products have been introduced to improve the benefits to vending customers and at the same time to improve the efficiencies for vending operators. Oftentimes, operators question the claims that providers make. Today we have Dominic Finelli, the co-owner of Custom Vending Incorporated in Beltsville, Maryland, one of the leading independents in the Baltimore, Maryland market. In our last interview, we discussed some of the problems an operator encounters trying to report item-level data. Dominic, you claim that if a service schedule is disrupted for an unusual event, that you would be unsure how to resume a normal service schedule. Give an example of how this has occurred in your operation.
It's occurred many times in our operation. I mean, I know how we do it and how we resume normal services and what we do for that. But as an example, those of us that live in the northern states, we have days when it snows, and some days it snows pretty heavily, so much so that we have to cancel our operations, sometimes for 2 days. Let's assume it snows on Monday and you can't operate on Tuesday and Wednesday. You pack bins to go to service the Tuesday accounts. Now you come back to work and it's Thursday. Do you service the Tuesday stops, or do you try to catch up with the biggest selling accounts that you missed? And if so, what do you do with the packed bins? Do you empty them and restock for the accounts you will be servicing Thursday? How much time will that take? I'm just curious how all that works. I would love somebody to answer that one for me.
Yeah, and we're asking the question within the context of a system that pre-kits the routes in the warehouse.
Correct.
Which is a very automated, standardized type of a service model. Okay, well that's a good question, and I think that if there is an answer to that question, that a lot of the operators listening to this will be very interested to hear how that works, and I'll give that opportunity to every technology provider in the industry. Okay, that concludes the eighth of our podcast series on vending technology.